Well, this portion of the Morning Mass brought to you by and sponsored by FHN. FHN's Tracy Love, clinical nurse leader, stroke and sepsis coordinator, is back with us again today because it is September. And September is Sepsis Awareness Month. Tracy, tell us exactly what is sepsis.
Well, good morning. Yes, sepsis is the body's extreme response to an infection, and it can be a life-threatening medical emergency. Sepsis typically happens when an infection you already have starts to trigger a chain reaction through your body. Infections that can lead to sepsis start off in the lungs, could be a urinary tract infection, skin infection, or gastrointestinal. Most cases of sepsis start before the patient even gets to the hospital.
Is sepsis contagious?
It's actually not. Sepsis itself is not contagious and cannot be spread from person to person, but the infection that caused the sepsis, so if somebody had pneumonia or had a skin infection, could be infectious and spread to somebody else. But once that infection turns into sepsis, sepsis is in itself is not contagious.
All right. Well, then tell us about how you maybe get it, and then who's at risk for sepsis.
So infections can put people at risk for developing sepsis. When those germs, bacteria or viruses can get into a person's body, it can cause an infection. And if we don't stop that infection in its track, that's how it goes on. That's how it goes on to become sepsis. Bacterial infections are the most common causes of sepsis, but sepsis can also be caused by fungal infections or viral infections, things like influenza or COVID-19. Most people who get sepsis have an underlying medical condition, and up to about 30% of patients who have sepsis have already seen a healthcare provider before they come to the hospital.
What are common signs of symptoms of sepsis?
So some of the common signs and symptoms of sepsis are people who have a fever. They typically are going to have a high heart rate. Their heart rate may be over 100 beats per minute. It's a very weak pulse, can feel weak and thready. A lot of times they'll complain of extreme pain and not just, you know, I ache. It's like severe aching, severe pain. They can become confused, have shivering or feeling very, very cold. Many times they could have shortness of breath, and their skin a lot of times it can be real clammy or sweaty. It's usually people are going to say, it's the worst I have ever felt. This is the sickest I have ever been. You know, it's an extreme reaction to being sick.
If you think you have it or you know someone who maybe has sepsis, what should you do?
So if somebody has the signs and symptoms of sepsis, they should really get evaluated emergently and treated by their healthcare provider. Sepsis can become a medical emergency, and someone with that infection that is not getting better or they seem to be getting worse, they need to act fast. It's okay if you go to the clinic and you're talking to your provider saying, you know, could this infection be sepsis? Could I be getting sepsis in my body? You know, it's good to have that discussion with our providers just to make sure we're all talking about what's happening at that time.
If you know someone who's diagnosed, or maybe you're diagnosed with sepsis, what should you expect?
So treatment begins right away. So if somebody is diagnosed with sepsis, again, like I said, it's like a medical emergency. You know, we should be getting that person to the emergency room if they're really, really sick. If they don't feel that they're that sick, they still need to be seeing their doctor because we need to get treatment started right away. Recognizing the sepsis and getting that rapid treatment of antibiotics, IV fluids, those things can save people's lives right away. Expect if you come into your provider or you go to the emergency room, you're going to have a diagnostic evaluation and treatments. We're going to do blood tests, urine tests, x-rays. You're going to be assessed by doctors and nurses, nurse practitioners, and we're going to monitor your vital signs and make sure that we're giving you the treatments like the antibiotics and IV fluids.
After treatment, what can somebody expect during the recovery?
After somebody has had sepsis and they're treated, you know, they still can be very, very ill when they go home. I shouldn't say very, very ill, but they can be ill when they go home. They may have some, you know, still extreme weakness or fatigue, aches and pains. They may have some difficulty moving, sleeping, weight loss because they don't have a good appetite. You know, food might not taste right to them yet, so they can lose some weight. Their nails can become brittle. They might have some hair loss. And for people who have survived sepsis, you know, they also may have feelings of, you know, not being real sure of themselves. They may have flashbacks or bad memories of their hospitalization if they were very, very ill or critically ill. They may become very anxious. They might have some poor concentration. And many times these patients can become depressed or just frustrated because they just can't do what they normally used to be able to do.
We're talking to Tracy Love, FHN stroke and sepsis coordinator. Tracy, how many people are affected by sepsis?
So sepsis, across our country, about 1.7 million adults in America can develop sepsis every year. And of that, about 350,000 adults are going to die from their sepsis. One in three people who die in a hospital die from sepsis. And about 87% of people who are diagnosed with sepsis, they either had the infection or the sepsis prior to even coming to the hospital.
All right. Now, you have an upcoming event with more education and awareness on this issue of sepsis. Tell us about it.
So on September 18th here in Freeport at Burchard Hills Clinic, there's going to be a sepsis speaker series. It starts at 5:30 and it is open to the public.
And so that's Wednesday, September 18th at 5:30. And is there any charge or pre-registration for that event?
They can pre-registration at FHN.org, but there is no charge. This is free to everyone who can come.
All right, Tracy, great to talk to you again. It's always great information when we talk. Let's talk again soon, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Tracy Love, FHN stroke and sepsis coordinator, the preceding brought to you by and sponsored by FHN. This